Yeah, so I ask for prayers for my family, and especially for my son Andrew. So that's the big thing now, and everybody's struggling with it. And but light, compassion, love, peace, and joy of Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the universe are with us all. So, and I especially
Absolutely. Thank you.
The love and light and peace and joy you've been continue on, and just love and light.
Well,
just thank you.
Jerome, you are a tower of strength, and I can tell from your voice you're holding a lot of pieces together.
Yes.
And what you may want to consider is enlarging your family. And that doesn't mean somebody needs to have a baby. It just means maybe you need to adopt some friends into the extended family.
Okay.
And consider the breadth of how many people love you and how many lives you have touched. And just hold to the thought that actually you have a very big family.
Yes.
And here's a message for everybody that
okay.
you generated. And this message is that when we have been in persistent, continued stress, challenge, worry, or coping for
yes.
too long, what we
right.
tend to do is contract.
Yes. Yes.
It,
yeah.
Just look at your hand. When you've been in stress too long, it will be a fist. And that's
okay.
not because you're getting ready to hit somebody.
Okay.
You know, it's just because that's what happens when you've been in stress too long. I remember, my poor little, father-in-law,
okay.
by the time he was 80, his
okay.
back felt like a brick wall.
Oh.
I mean, it really did. It felt like a brick wall. And
okay.
it's not that he was in pain. It's not that he was in any particular kind of screaming stress. It's
okay.
just that he was worried.
Yes.
He was worried about his wife. He was not wanting to go to a retirement home. He was not wanting to give up all the things he'd enjoyed in his life.
Right.
And it was resistance list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. You know,
yes.
as the resistance list built up, his back got harder. Okay, and then it got
yes.
to where he couldn't sleep at night. Okay, it got worse.
Yeah,
so,
that's me too.
Now, the interesting thing is, once he and his wife, his dear wife consented to scale down their living. They had had a beautiful home they were in for, oh my gosh, probably 40 years of their life. It was like an extension of their life on the Broadway street of town.
Okay.
They were leading members of their church and so on. You got the idea.
Yes.
Okay. And in order to find the kind of facilities that would allow them to have a little bit of freedom and a little quality of life as well as care, they'd have to move to Fort Worth. Well, they didn't want to do that. But after they did and they found they could keep their car,
yes,
big deal, after they found it connected them with other members of their family, really big deal, after they found their place in a new church, major deal.
Okay.
I began to notice Papa didn't need a back rub quite so much.
Quite. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not always, Jerome, it's not always pathological.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just a defense mechanism
okay.
that kicks in. Because okay, by the time we've crossed the 50-yard line, and I know you know what that means.
Yes.
By the time we cross the 50-yard line, we don't like change anymore.
Right.
He was young. We just crossed the 25-yard line. We were like, bring it on, baby. That's what I want. I want change, adventure, true love, children, career, partners, etc. You got the picture.
Yes, yes.
And then we cruise through our 30s and our 40s.
Yes.
Until we cross the 50-yard line.
Right.
And maybe that's not quite so bad, but by the 60-yard line, we're putting on a brake.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, this is a message for all of you. It's life. We want to keep on being 30. We all want to keep on being 30.
Yes, I know.
Woo! You know, really.
Yes.
And it's not that we're afraid of passing over. It's not that we don't know we're immortal. It's just that we want to be with our family and our friends and keep on enjoying life the way we've known it.
Right.
And everyone else in your life is feeling that way. I'm sure your wife is.
Yes.
Okay. And with Andrew having all the problems he's had, I'm sure he's feeling that way.
Yes, he does.
Okay. So, you got a compound situation.
Right.
And just do your best to relax.
Do what?
To relax.
Okay. All right.
Your best to relax, and we will bring in the blessings for you.
All right.
To have a renewed perspective on life.
A new perspective. Okay. Relax.
Yes, because I have faith in all of you. You're going to do just fine.
Okay.
If you will just loosen up and lighten up. You'll
I'll
do
loosen
just
up
fine.
And lighten up. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And that's good medicine for a lot of people on our call today, I'm sure.
Yes.
Other people signing on because they liked our conversation.
All right.
So, Jerome, I'm going to say goodbye to you and take a few others on the call.
Okay, goodbye and love and light and thank you. Love you.
You're welcome and love to you and all
thank
of yours.
You. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, Tony. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you to everybody. I have a blessing request for our family. Judy's mom is going in for surgery tomorrow. She's had a diagnosis of cancer in her colon, but it seems to be pretty localized. So that's something that we're very grateful for. And, but we just want, she's like 82, so she's doing fine. She's in good spirits, but you know, we want to send a blessing to her and Judy's dad, to minimize their stress and help them to get through this as gracefully as possible.
Of course. And see, that's just more of our focus on the blessing today. We've all been in a lot of stress. Too long. We've all been in the bare knuckle condition for too long. And it's not because we want to hit something or somebody. It's like the way we contract when we've been under coping, stress, worry, and challenge too long. So I really think a big focus for our blessing should be to relax, release, and let God.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we have a new moon this week. I just want to mention quickly, that's going to be day after tomorrow. So Tuesday, we'll have the exact new moon conjunct both Mercury and very close to the star Regulus, which is the heart of the lion. So,
ooh.
Yeah. And then we get an exact alignment with the sun and Regulus every year, like on August 21st. And, and that happens at, that's at 29 degrees of Leo. Of course, the sun rules Leo, but I think there's an especially strong relationship and, a lot of things that we will discover, a lot of revelations that we will eventually find related to the star Regulus. Just simply, I mean, it exists, its position is at 29 degrees of Leo under the tropical astrology. So there's new light. So every year when there's Sun, Regulus together, there's the potential for the realization of moving into a new light. A new vibration. So we have that this week for the new moon, and then that will be exact next Saturday. So there's some really nice energy to contemplate and to amplify during this week as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for letting us know that, Tony, and we will be looking at the skies. They sure have been beautiful here. I walk out at night and the sky is indigo, just bright enough you can see it's blue and not black. The stars are brilliant and the clouds are white. There's still enough of, the moon is not showing, but it's somewhere close by the horizon because that's what would be illuminating clouds. So the clouds are white. The sky is indigo, and the stars are sparkling. So it's just, it's an amazing sight, really. The kind you'd like to camp out under.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, thanks, Tony, and I'm going to open the line to Stormy. Our dear Stormy, how are you, and what would you like to ask for a blessing?
A blessing for David Bishop, this sound engineer that I've talked about for the blood clots in his legs. He has asked me for some healing. I says, it is not to come from me, but I would invite this blessing call to be assistance for you, David. And so I ask that this blessing call be the assistance that David Gibson can use to get the blood clots remedied in his leg. He's doing good stuff already, but specifically, it was, I just heard that it's not for me to do, it's for this blessing call to do, and you know, when you know things like that, you know, and just wanted to put it in that context about, just how beautiful, what a beautiful energy this blessing call is. That comes from all around the world that gives assistance that we may improve ourselves. And Dr. Applegate once says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So here's to changing the same, which is what we're doing, is what I'm doing and other people. I'm changed the same within me time and time again. You know, that 50-yard glide thing. Well, you just have to change the same O. And I wanted to bring that comment into it about changing the same.
Well,
you get
know,
to that 50-yard line, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stormy, there's a perceptual revelation that fits right along with what you're saying, because change allows us to see what doesn't change. And what doesn't change is the truth, the immortal, the most important, love. In other words, all the things we value most do not change. And so the process of change creates an exposure of the changeless. I think that's what Dr. Applegate was really referring to. I had that conversation with him a number of times that he just said change is good because it not only does it freshen up the potential But by contrast, it exposes for you to see that which does not change or never will change. I thought that, you know, he was one of the most brilliant people I've ever known. Truly brilliant.
Yeah, I had many hours of conversations with him privately. And on the immortal thing, I don't know that I'm not immortal. I don't know it. That's my perception.
Oh, well, of course not. You are immortal, and that's the only thing you know.
Yeah, well, I get to know a lot about myself. I know my physical body may pass away, but I've been here, I'll be here, or I'll be there. I'll be in my music and hearing myself sing for all
eternity.
Well,
a lot of people don't know that story. A lot of people don't know that story. You do.
Well, that's why I do my music.
That's right.
And that's why why we're all here today to do what we do, just to give us a chance to have the possibility to really know the love that we are.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we've got one more caller, and we will take a request for blessing and then move into our blessing. Okay? It's from Montreal, Quebec.
Hello?
And that's Jean Marie. Hi. No.
My name is Wendy. My husband.
Wendy.
Down.
Hi, Wendy. Yes.
Hi, Glenda. I wanted to first thank you for we received the oils just yesterday, and they're so beautiful, rose oil and the Christ oil, blessing oil. Just wonderful, and thank you so much for getting them to us.
You're welcome. And the book is on its way.
Okay. That's fine. Glenda, we have a son that is in his 40s, early 40s, and he's someone that has a very, very precious, sweet nature, but he has a problem with alcoholism, and he has a social anxiety, which he seems to use alcohol to deal with. And he's had a child with a lovely woman, but they're having difficulty. And the child is 3 years old, and she's absolutely wonderful. She's my only grandchild. So I would just like a blessing for my son Jasper and his family.
Oh, okay. Of course, I can feel the sweetness just in your voice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. I know they are so, so, so dear to you. And, you know, many of the most beautiful people born on this earth were not quite equipped for a competition. And they wither a little bit under the harsh aggressions of other people. So Jasper will gain his strength as he understands the strength that comes from love. That is the greatest strength on earth. And as he learns that, he will learn his strength, and that strength will carry him through the problems he has.
I believe that, Glenda. The love he has for his daughter has brought him through some of his, you know, difficulties, but he's still struggling, so I hear you, and I believe that, too. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, he'll have the ammunition. Once his strength is a little stronger, he'll have the ammunition to work through without fighting. You know, let me say something here to everybody. This is not just to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we find ourselves into conditions of adversity in which we feel we're losing. It could be with a disease, it could be financially, it could be in a relationship, could be in an environmental situation that is bad for us. And if we approach it as fighting, it only gets worse. Because that's it got worse in the first place. We were fighting something. We don't have the strength to fight or the ability to fight, and fighting is not the answer. But strength will overcome without fighting. And so the key is to build up your strength from within the reserves of your life until it simply overtakes the problem. Let's compare this to damming up a little creek. There's this little creek, and it produces a certain number of cubic feet of water a day, flows down through the meadow with a slight incline, but it never really pushes through anything. So somebody comes along and builds a dam on the creek, and it's not a very high dam, but it's maybe 6 feet tall, enough that behind the dam, the water can be built up. And then when the water is built up to a certain level, it has enough strength and enough velocity pouring over the dam that it can move that water down the hill.
Ah.
Okay?
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, it actually is an engineering fact that is could be used as a parable. You know, Yeshua used lots of parables from the earth. And so the parable of damming up a small stream is a good one when you really don't have the energy to fight something. And even if you did, you're not a fighting type of person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You build up your resources, build up your resources, build up your strength, and let your strength take care of it.
That's a beautiful parable, and I understand what you're saying, yeah.
So we will just pray for greater strength for Jasper, and his little girl may help bring it to him, and pray for joy for you and your family, all of you, joy and love and strength, that you just may be all that you are. Okay?
Thank
and you will love
you.
The book. And the book will help a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Jean Marie, hi, you're on now.
Hi, Glenda and community. Well, that message rang very true to my blessing request in that recent events put it this way. I am having to take charge of a medical situation that I've had for like 3.5 years. And I was all set using the phrase, okay, I'm going into battle mode. I'm going to have to advocate for myself and go in this with all the strength that I can muster up and just ask that my whole blessing community be on my team.
We are.
Because it's, I need everything I can.
Yes. Yet.
It's something that the next step in this situation from a medical standpoint is just something I'm just not willing to do. So I am choosing what I want to do, how I want to proceed with it, but it's going to take support. But I'm going to do it. I am going to do it the way I choose to do it. My body my life. Anyway, I ask for that, for everybody's help.
You've got it. And we ask for this for you from the heart of God. And I just want to remind you and everyone that living in your will, along with the will of God, is always the right thing to do. Now, don't confuse that anyone. I'm not talking about you, Jean, but don't confuse that anyone with being stubborn, not willing to look at alternatives, not willing to assist help in ways you wouldn't have thought of, because there's not any particular virtue in being stubborn other than possibly holding ground until better options do come along. But it is a virtue, a great virtue, to do what you feel is right for yourself, in the sense of following the truth of your will and having that in harmony with God. And one of the ways to make sure that you're in your will and your will is in the will of God, be sure and take your struggles into the confidence of people close to you and people you trust. And I'm not asking you to be open about any medical condition on a public line. But with those you trust, with those who share your confidence in your life, be open with them. And I'm not saying listen to them, because they might be talking to you from a heart of fear. And you have to be aware of that, because they're not the ones having to go through this. But still, that's how you summon help. That's how you call your team. And then you have to choose. As Yeshua said, many were called, few were chosen. So he called the many, and out of the many, he chose the ones he knew he could count on to be there with him, supporting him in the unfolding of his will, which was the will of God on earth. And so do that. Now, you're casting a broad blanket here on the call, but now in your life, go to the chosen. And don't face this alone.
No.
Okay.
I've been pretty private about it because I know how people respond and react when they hear of this particular situation, and I've never really wanted that sort of energy projected, but plenty of supportive people in my life do not project that, and those are the ones that
those are the chosen. So, Jean Marie, those are the chosen. All right?
Those are the chosen, and there's more. There are more.
Yes, there are. And you must communicate with the ones who will not only care about you, but care that your will is followed through. And then they'll help support you, and they will help you find more and better support. So,
yes.
Okay, so that's your assignment. And for us, we will offer the blessing to you, okay?
I appreciate it so much. You're my bigger net out there.
Okay.
So anyway, I appreciate it. It's going to take a lot. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you. And let us know how we can pray for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we are moving past our time to start the blessing, but I noticed Desmond just came on the call. Can you be quick in asking for a blessing, Desmond?
Yes, Glenda. I got my new apartment, set up all my vision boards, set up all my lounging equipment, set up my kitchen, set up my bathroom. and I set up a little space outside, and I'm setting up spaces at my family's, and I'm setting up spaces around town.
That's awesome. Congratulations,
yeah.
Desmond. And we will pray for your continued success and well-being. How's that?
I'm just grateful to be part of your call and the success and well-being of everybody on your call, because like Jean Marie, the lady before, because I came on late, they were kind of saying...
I know. There are people...
Saying,
Yeah. There are people, always doubters out there. You know, there's always doubters. There's always
even
a Judas who wants you to go the government way.
Have you ever doubted in yourself about that miracle? Some of the miracles you've had experienced? Have you ever doubted in yourself in some of the miracles, or have you not doubted?
Never.
Never.
Not
okay.
Inside the miracle with Yeshua. I have doubted myself in situations that I create. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But not
okay. Oh, yeah. We all have doubts, Desmond. We all do.
Okay. Yeah.
But we can't take this into a long discussion. Okay.
I'm good. I'm done.
Good. All right. And you are in my heart, and I'm good. Well, you've been in my prayers, and I've been wanting to hear exactly what you said, that everything is moving along for you. So.
Oh, and thank you everybody for this powerful net. Of linguistics, because we're expressing the Sacred Heart's intelligence, and it just allows us to be perfect like our Father in Heaven is perfect, right?
Okay.
To the best of our ability,
okay.
I guess.
Well, let's start our blessing, everybody. Okay? I think it's time. We need to give ourselves time to relax and just okay, let's see if I can find me. Okay, everyone, just wherever you are, maybe you're laying on the green grass. That would be great. Maybe you're swinging in a hammock. You know, you should try that sometime, because the movement of the hammock on open air is just such a wonderful attunement. I don't have one right now, but when I was in Sedona, I had a chair hammock. And we didn't have trees that were appropriate to hang under, because they were all evergreens like spruce and pine and that sort of thing, where the limbs went up. But we were fortunate enough to have a beamed lattice-covered porch, and so we attached my chair hammock to one of those beams, and I would be swinging, looking at the Red Rock Hills while I did my meditations. That was glorious. If you ever see one of those, and at the end of the summer, they often do come on sale. You could look on Amazon or any of the outdoor stores. Sometimes stores even like Lowe's or Home Depot have hammock swings. I recommend them over the sleeping swings, because the sleeping swings, I had some of those. And lo and behold, I would fall asleep and roll out. That was not a great experience. But the hammock swings just allow you to pile them up with pillows, and you can sleep sitting up. And if you want your legs extended, just put up some pillows in front of you. It's great. Okay, getting back to this, which is all about getting you into your comfort zone. If you're in bed, stretch out. If you're seated, relax. Have your legs stretched out. You might want to just extend your arms and stretch your back, stretch your shoulders. Oh, lean your neck back, lift your jaw, yawn, because that relaxes the jaw. And rub your forehead.
you know, just get yourself to where you're feeling like a little piece of spaghetti in a plate awaiting the meal. And you're going to get the meal in a minute. But right now, you're that linguine. You're that relaxed, delicious, open to all potential, kind of beautiful plate of goodness. And we start by giving grace and thanks to our Heavenly Father for all the goodness we have received in our life, for all the sweetness, the harmony, all the blessings. And we can count many blessings, even inside of all the stress we've gone through the last few months. There still are many blessings to be had. Many, many blessings.
So we think upon those as we move ourselves into an extremely relaxed state. I'm going to ask you to make sure that your arms and legs are uncrossed. Everything is uncrossed. And other than that, you don't have to do anything. You might want to take a few deep cleansing breaths, because that's a good way to prepare your body to receive. And you're going to be silent and still as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. When my prayer is completed, you will begin yours any way you would like to pray. It's up to you. You're on mute, so if you want to pray aloud, no one else will hear your prayer. And blessing givers will join me, and we will be conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, the love of Christ, in an energetic form that flows from heaven to earth, moving in through the crown of your head, in through your heart, and then splitting out through both your legs into the earth, where it will become two flows of energy into the earth. And then returning back through your legs, rejoining in your heart, up through the upper chakras and out the crown of your head, and back to God. And this back and forth many times while we're conducting the blessing. Okay, let us begin. Blessing givers, will you please join and stand? Dear Yeshua, beloved brother, son of God, the one who came here to demonstrate to us a greater potential than we ever knew we had, a greater possibility for living than we ever thought could be. We thank you now for being with us in this time, in this moment. We know that you walk with us always, but we also know that you wait for our asking. So at this moment, on behalf of everyone, we ask. We ask that you be with all of our blessing givers, that they may conduct only the purest of energy from you, the Holy Spirit, and our Father. We ask on behalf of everyone in our community that they may open wide to receive all the blessings and miracles you have to offer. We ask that you strengthen their faith and acknowledge their faith, that they may know that it is by their faith that they were made whole.
so that they may continue to be faithful. And in that faith, bring forth greater and more abundant blessings every day. On behalf of all of us who are ill and need assistance medically, we ask that you be with Jeannie Lee. We ask that you be with Mr. Gibson. We ask that you be with Jerome's family. We ask that you be with everyone else on this call who didn't speak, but there's a medical issue. And in their extended family, there may be one. We ask. We open ourselves into humility and faith that we know we cannot do it alone. We know we must have one another, and then we must have God. You came to bring bridge to us with God, and you showed us how to create a bridge with one another through love. Therein is the miracle. And we say it back to you, so that in saying it back, we reinforce our understanding. And you know that even if we don't fully have it yet, we're working on it. We want it. We're here to learn more, to have more, to be better today than we were yesterday, and better tomorrow than even today. In all of these things, we ask for your love, your blessings, your miracles. Without him. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. It has been placed in the heart of God, and the heart of God placed within you, that the two may be united for the unfolding of your blessing. Coming immediately or in the next few weeks, or whenever it can unfold according to the will of God. Be blessed and have a lovely rest of your day. Go with faith and confidence and love and joy. Again, amen. And bye-bye.